WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 6. It's 70 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. All but three projects approved by Bryan School District voters in 2014 are underway or have been completed. What's left was addressed this week. On Tuesday, requests for proposals were opened for contractors interested in converting space in the former Stephen F. Austin Middle School into new central administration offices. The night before, the Bryan School Board awarded a $2.2 million contract to remodel the technology services building. The district's construction manager, Jeff Windsor, says work begins next week with completion by the end of the year.
When you look at the square footage we're impacting, it's down to $90 a square foot. If you're building a new facility, it's going in the 230 to 240 a foot.
Administrators decided after the bond issue passed to remodel instead of moving 60 technology employees to SFA. The design of a new grounds and maintenance building, which the first concept was to make a commercial structure, is being redone.
Which kicked us into a lot of code issues, additional parking, additional firewalls.
Windsor says the district's architect will design a wood frame building that can give them what they want and at a lower cost. Credit is being given to the Research Valley Partnership Economic Development Agency for creating more workforce training opportunities at the Texas A&M System's new Rellis campus.
We've moved the needle on workforce more in the last year, 18 months. Look at all the new signs that Blinn is putting up to market workforce that weren't here over the last 18 months. I don't think it's a coincidence.
Bryan Mayor Andrew Nelson on WTAW's The Infomaniacs continues to support a petition campaign that began last November to either take control of Blinn College or establish a new community college in Brazos County.
I think preserving that is great. The earliest an election would happen, if it were to happen, would be November of next year. That gives plenty of time for us to see if what we hope actually bears fruit.
Nelson, who was on the RVP's Talent Initiative Steering Committee until he was elected mayor, is a member of the Rellis Campus Workforce Training Task Force. Rellis was also brought up in the legislature yesterday. One of two bills filed by State Representative John Rainey that officially creates the campus had a public hearing. There was also a hearing on Rainey's bill that calls for financial information to be released involving branch campuses of community colleges with more than 2,000 students. That would include the Blinn campus in Bryan.
My hope is that they will eventually report line by line.
The bill also calls for breaking down the number of hours students are taking, as well as student completion milestones as determined by the Higher Education Coordinating Board. And it's been 14 months since the city of Bryan first asked Blinn College for flood control improvements.
February of last year was the city's first request for Blinn to dredge ponds in Briar Creek in order to provide proper protection for homeowners who are downstream. A proposed contract last September was withdrawn by Blinn administrators. College officials say they are still working with the city to determine what will be done. Meantime, Blinn recently opened a new entrance and exit for parking on the Bryan campus off Villa Maria. And at this week's trustees meeting, approval is given to a $404,000 contract for the second phase of a Bryan campus beautification plan. That includes landscaping along Villa Maria and creating a garden that will become a teaching environment for the geology department. Other action from the trustees meeting included hiring a new administrator. Blinn's new vice president for business and finance, Richard Cervantes, comes from New Mexico. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 6. It's 70 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. More news at 6:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Spring Black Friday is here at College Station Ford Lincoln with door-busting savings on all SUVs. Get $8,000 total savings on Ford Escapes. That's right, $8,000 total savings. The remodel at College Station Ford is nearing completion, but the savings are here now. Extra cars and SUVs have been ordered, and we are discounting them thousands. Like 2017 Expedition starting for less than $29,000. A new 2017 Expedition for just $28,360. Or lease a new Ford Fusion for just $199 a month, less than $200 for a new Ford Fusion. And new 2017 Ford Mustangs start at just $19,995. That's a new Mustang for less than $20,000. Big discounts, low payments, and doorbuster pricing. You get it all at College Station Ford Lincoln. Don't miss Spring Black Friday going on now at College Station Ford Lincoln. Find out more at collegestationford.com. That's collegestationford.com.
Good morning. It's 6:10. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business. Since 1981, with two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
A little patchy fog and low cloudiness in spots this morning, but other than that, we're in for a partly sunny day with the chance for an isolated afternoon thunderstorm. 80 to 85 today. We're partly cloudy tonight, 65 to 70. Partial sun tomorrow. There could be an isolated shower or storm late in the day. Breezy, 80 to 85. Clouds and a few showers tomorrow night, 60 to 65. Showers and thunderstorms, breezy Saturday, highs 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, we'll hear from A&M softball coach Joe Evans on the team's loss to Louisiana Lafayette yesterday. Meanwhile, the Cleveland Browns are reportedly looking to pick up Myles Garrett with their number one pick in the NFL draft. And we'll check out how our Lone Star teams did in Major League Baseball and in the NBA playoffs. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Why would they not?
Yeah.
Right?
You know, it's really, because if you follow this stuff, and again, it's the No Fun League draft, we understand, and they try to make it bigger than it really, really is, but for this one day, it is fairly important, and so they try to make a news story out of no conjecture at all. I can't imagine that they're Trubisky, is that guy's name, the quarterback? They're thinking, oh, well, hey, they might take him. No, they won't.
Myles is the guy.
Myles Garrett will make more of a impact than any quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Well,
because quarterbacks just go to Cleveland to die.
I was going to say, it's the only downside is it's in Cleveland.
I know.
And they'd like to not have that, but they are what they are. So, yeah. So the Florida Department of Environmental Protection looking into complaints about brown spots that are appearing on cars and boats and air conditioning units and other objects in a couple of cities. Dozens of people complained to Springfield city officials last week, and then a little bit beyond that, prompting them to ask the Environmental Protection Agency to investigate. Now, a spokesperson says investigators have visited some of the larger nearby industrial facilities, but didn't find a potential source for the spots.
Wow.
The News Herald newspaper says the spots went through the city's clear top coat on the hood of, one of the guys said, on top of his brand new SUV, and now it will not come off. Okay, so it penetrated the clear coat on new cars.
Sounds safe.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking is, okay, whatever that is people are, I guess, ingesting that.
Yeah, I was going to say, if it's in the air, people are breathing it.
Doing something to your lungs, it's probably less than healthy. Well, it sounds like the kind of thing that ought to be happening in China, not here.
Right?
Isn't that right?
Yeah.
Okay, just saying.
I've seen pictures of their, like, smog and stuff, and yeah, that seems like more of their problem than ours.
Speaking of smog and stuff, Capitol Hill could get a bit hazy. Congressional Democrats and Republicans will be given the opportunity to bake out a joint session of Congress.
I see where you're going with this.
Yeah.
Bake out a joint session of Congress.
Americans across the nation are celebrating an unofficial weed-smoking holiday known as
420.
I guess we'll do more on that in a minute. I don't think it's a holiday.
I don't know why they need a day.
No.
People who do it more than just today.
Yeah. Yes, you're right. They do.
But they forgot about it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Info.
Nation.
Yes, and sadly we do have some 420-centric things like favorite snacks on 420.
Love to talk about food.
Yeah. Oh, well, listen. Oh, and we have some exciting food news from the Big Blue Monster.
Uh-oh.
Have that for you today. So.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Stop by WC Tractor and Bryan this Saturday from 8 to 3 and demo one of Kubota's versatile tractors, residential or commercial mowers, utility vehicles, and more. Take advantage of one-day-only pricing. Talk to Kubota factory reps and register to win a Commander mower. No purchase necessary. Only available at WC Tractor's Bryan location. See store for details. See you this Saturday at WC Tractor and Bryan, Earl Rudder Freeway at the Tabor Road exit, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Hi, I'm Cal McNeil with the Bank and Trust. To us, your banking relationship is more than just deposits. We want to be the first place you call for your lending needs. Let your banking relationship be my priority. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Hi, I'm Ivan Olson with the Bank and Trust. Our emphasis every day is to come to work and figure out how to say yes on loans to help this community and our customers grow. We've got the best bankers in this market. Come give us a try. Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers.
All right, there you go, 615, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Yes, it's, it is 420, it's April the 20th. It is day 110. We got 255 of them to go. Volunteer Recognition Day, that's good. Mm-hmm. Always go volunteer whenever you can. Look-alike day.
Ooh, like doppelganger.
Yeah, something like that. Today is the day to find someone you really look up to and try to look like them.
Oh.
No, cut your hair and style your hair the way you would.
Be a follower. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, fine. Okay, no personal identity here. Okay.
Sure. Just
a weird excuse to dress up day is
Yes. Pineapple upside down cake day.
All right.
Which is, you know, an interesting way to use, you know, that can of pineapple that you have.
Yeah.
It is National Cheddar Fries Day.
Ooh.
Okay, putting together, you know, two of your favorite things maybe. National Lima Bean Respect Day.
See, I think cheddar fries will go better with 420 than lima bean
respect. Yeah, I mean, you have to you're respecting the
lima bean.
Okay, didn't know it didn't get respect, but that's fine. National High Five Day. Hey,
all
there
right.
You are. And if you care about that astrological stuff, it's the beginning of Taurus, bull. All right.
That's me. All right.
Hey, there you go. Yeah. Got birthdays, too?
Birthdays today. Carlos Valdez is 28. He plays Cisco on The Flash. He's pretty funny in that show. Miranda Kerr is 34. She's an Australian Victoria's Secret model.
Yeah, I think she's married to Adam Levine.
Oh, really?
Right? Maybe it's a different one. Right. He's married to a Victoria's Secret supermodel. I'll figure that out.
All right. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Let's see. They call him Joseph Lawrence and says, don't call me Joey in parentheses.
He can't be Lawrence. Joey Lawrence? I'm sorry.
What?
Yeah, he'll always be Joey Lawrence.
He's 41. Whoa.
Okay. Stephen Marley is 45. That's Bob Marley's son.
he has some music out right now that's actually really good. It came up on my Spotify the other day.
Yeah.
Same style or no?
No, a little bit different. Yeah. Kind of more alternative, I guess. Okay.
Ziggy Marley's is kind of like Bob Marley's music. He does a lot of that same stuff. But interesting that Bob Marley's son is born on 420, right?
Yeah.
Carmen Electra is 45 today.
Wow.
Shamar Moore is 47 from Criminal Minds.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Andy Serkis is 53. He's a really talented guy. He was the one who actually did the facial expressions and the rendering for Gollum in Lord of the Rings and King Kong in the, not the recent one, but the one before that, the remake. And also did Caesar in Planet of the Apes. He's a motion capture guy, basically. And he does a great job. Okay. Crispin Glover, who's delightfully weird, is 53.
He is weird.
That's George McFly from Back to the Future, in case you didn't know. Don Mattingly is 56.
Hey.
Former New York Yankee star.
Manager of the Marlins now.
Yeah. Pretty cool. Clint Howard is 58, rather. Not to be confused with Clip Howard, of course.
No. But, well, that's Opie's brother.
Yes.
And he always gives him parts in his movies.
Yes. You know? And also, he's pretty well known for being in a ton of, like, a really B-movie sci-fi type stuff that you'd probably see on Mystery Science Theater 3000.
Yeah.
Jessica Lange is 68 today. Okay. Ryan O'Neill, 76.
My goodness.
Yeah.
All right.
And George Takei is 80.
Mr. Sulu.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Miranda Kerr was married to Orlando Bloom. My mistake.
It's all right. I just wanted to clear that up.
I know someone's out there, you know, pounding their fists.
Screaming at the radio.
Yep.
All right, 619.
Never pay more. Just get way more at Tom White Chevrolet. Bubba Dixon here, and now you can save 16% on our best-selling Chevy Silverado. 100% truck for 16% less. Get more without paying more at Tom White Chevrolet. North Earl Road Freeway in Bryan or at tomlight.com. Since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Based on factory incentives and discounts totaling 16% off MSRP with approved credit, tax, title, fees, extra, expires 5/1/17, stock number 60215.
turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
All right, the New York Times recently published an op-ed in its international section by a self-described political prisoner and Palestinian leader. It details the countless abuses and injustices that the author suffered at the hands of his Israeli prison guards, culminating in his call for a hunger strike. Now, conveniently, the liberal newspaper failed to disclose, the guy that authored the op-ed was serving 5 consecutive life sentences in Israeli prison for multiple terrorist attacks. And on Monday, the New York Times was forced to add, quote, an editor's note at the bottom of the page, which reads in part, the article explained the writer's prison sentence, but neglected to provide sufficient context by stating the offenses by which he was convicted. Hey, maybe the New York Times, maybe this is why they're going bankrupt.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If your company depends on industrial machinery for metal or wood, you know how true the old expression is. You're only as good as your tools. That's why when we need new equipment for our production floor, we go straight to Bailey Industrial. Choosing Bailey's the best decision we ever made. Not only do you get superior machines for any size shop, you get the best technical service and support in the world. Quick delivery, A-plus on-site training. These guys go the extra mile. Ask anyone in the trade. Check out the best work. I bet you find Bailey's behind it. And unlike a lot of other companies, with Bailey, all the upgrades and extras come standard. With full warranty and unlimited tech support. No kidding. Unlimited. Day after day. Year after year. The best machines mean the best work. It's working for us. It's paying off. Big time.
Check out Bailey Industrial today. Sign up for a free catalog and start working with the best. Call 920-MACHINE or go to Bailey.com. That's BAILEIGH.com. Bailey.com.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. ExxonMobil has applied to the Treasury Department for a waiver from U.S. sanctions on Russia in a bid to resume its venture with state oil giant Rosneft in the Black Sea, forged in 2012 by then-CEO Rex Tillerson. Today's Wall Street Journal says Exxon has been seeking U.S. permission to drill with Rosneft in several areas banned by sanctions and renewed a push for approval in March shortly after Tillerson became Secretary of State. American Express's Platinum Card is going to get even more competition. U.S. Bancorp plans on May 1st to launch a premium card geared toward high spenders and millennials. This adds to the threats facing Amex in a card category where it was until recently unrivaled. Amex launched the Platinum Card in 1984 and for decades remained the only large force in the sector. That changed in 2013 when Citigroup launched its Prestige Card. The pressure intensified last year after J.P. Morgan launched its Sapphire Reserve Card. On Wall Street, futures are higher this morning. That's Your Money Now.
An economic boom is coming. Don't let your business get left behind. If you need to build, call General Steel today. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. You can still get an 80-foot by 150-foot building for under $99,000. That's right, 12,000 square feet for under $99,000. Don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach. Call 866-95-STEEL. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
I'm Rocky Moselle with StarRegistry.com. Since we were children, we've been told to reach for the stars. It was great advice, now it's a great gift. Name a star after someone. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com, we will name a star after someone very special to you and send an incredible personalized gift. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit StarRegistry.com for the hottest gift.
Join Messinahoff Winery Saturday, April 22nd for the 33rd Annual Wine and Roses Festival. The estate will be buzzing with local vendors, wine tasting, art, food, grape stomping, and so much more. Visit messinahoff.com/wineandroses for more information and to purchase ticket packages. Use promo code FUN and save 10% off pre-purchase tickets. Eat, drink, and stomp at Messinahoff's Wine and Roses Festival, Saturday, April 22nd.
Well, I can safely say that I join our friend Clip Howard as a huge fan of the show The Simpsons, which of course debuted 30 years ago this week as a segment on The Tracy Ullman Show, so I figured it'd be appropriate to play a Simpsons-themed edition of
Is It True?
I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is a bit of info. Okay, so to begin, The Simpsons didn't get their own show until more than 2 years after they premiered on Tracy Ullman. Is it true? Yes, it is. The first short aired on April 19th, 1987. The first episode of The Simpsons was a Christmas special that aired on December 17th, 1989. All right, number two. More than 40 Simpsons segments have aired on The Tracy Ullman Show. Is it true? Yep, 48 one-minute shorts aired over the course of three seasons. Number three, even though Tracy Ullman is a major reason The Simpsons exist, she's never voiced a character or been on an episode. Is it true? Of course it's not. She played two characters in season two, actually, a dog trainer named Emily Winthrop and a neighbor named Sylvia Winfield. All right, number four. There used to be an Arabic version of the show where Homer's name was changed to Omar Shamshoon. Is it true? Yes. It premiered in 2005, and the other characters had different names, too. Marge was Mona, Bart was Batter, and Lisa was Bessa. Interesting. And finally, the word
"go"
wasn't in the original script. It just said Homer was supposed to let out an annoyed grunt. Is it true? Yes, Dan Castellaneta does Homer's voice, and he came up with it. So now we all get to enjoy saying
"go"
whenever we do something stupid. And that's how you play
Is It True?
I'm Brad Mitchell, and this is A Bit of Info.
Wegward Inc. in Calvert is a tractor supply company that offers the small town attention you miss with larger dealers. At Wegward Inc., you always get upfront, no-hassle pricing on Massey Ferguson and Coyote tractors. Spring is here, and it's time to take care of those weeds. Right now, special pricing on 300 and 500-gallon spray rigs and shredders, and extra discounts this month on the 12-foot Batwing Shredder by Bushwhacker. Go to Wegward Inc. on Highway 6 in Calvert, visit WegwardInc.com, or Google Tractor Dealer in Calvert.
Insurance. Every roofing company says they have it. Far fewer can prove it. In an age where computers can manipulate things, are you sure the certificate you're looking at is real? Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's shown as fact. At Schulte Roofing, there is nothing we'll tell you that we're not 100% prepared to prove and back it up. For peace of mind, go with the name the Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Hey, good morning. It's 627 Infomaniacs. We're in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer. And Brian in Navasota, checking some weather, sponsored by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years, in addition to fixing slabs. We also do polyurethane concrete raising. For more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. So we got an okay day today. Kind of dodged the showers yesterday. It looked like it was going to, but really not any widespread precipitation today. 85 for our high temperature, and again, may cloud up this afternoon. There's just a 20% chance of showers. We've got partly cloudy skies for tonight, about 68 degrees. But boy, looking on to the weekend, Saturday, the winds are going to shift out of the north, and it'll feel pretty nice, comfortable. Looks like it'll be probably 71 degrees and winds out of the north about 5 miles an hour. And then about the same thing on Sunday. We'll look for some sunshine there. Winds come back out of the north on Monday, and we'll be back to warm weather. We're going to be close to 80 degrees, it looks like, for Sunday. So that's how we're looking. Right now, we've got 69 degrees out there.
Tag, it's yours.
Aggie students, faculty, and staff, it's time for Tag. Register for your 2017-2018 parking permit at transport.tamu.edu by July the 5th.
Just point, click, permit. Tag, it's yours. Couldn't be quicker or easier.
Log on to transport.tamu.edu 24/7. Don't wait. Register for your 2017-2018 parking permit now.
Texas A&M Transportation Services.
If a woman marries a man substantially younger than she is, it statistically decreases her life expectancy. I'm Mike Carruthers with something you should know. Coming up.
An economic boom is coming. Don't let your business get left behind. If you need to build, call General Steel today. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. You can still get an 80-foot by 150-foot building for under $99,000. That's right, 12,000 square feet for under $99,000. Don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach. Call 877-93-STEEL. 877-93-STEEL. That's 877-937-8335.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. One click and my job was posted to 100 plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 100 plus job sites. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
What are the odds you'll live to be 100? Well, the odds are getting better all the time.
The older you get, the odds of your living to 100 get better and better and better. So that when you're 90, your odds of living to 100 are better than when you're 30.
Amram Shapiro, author of The Book of Odds.
1 in 10 people are left-handed. More of these are men than women. 1 in 50 people have green or hazel eyes, but more of these are women than men. And here's one I think is fascinating. It's dangerous for a woman to marry a man much younger than herself. There was a study done with 2 million couples, and they found that women who marry a man 7 to 9 years her junior increases her mortality risk in a year by 20%.
The odds on what people believe are interesting.
1 in 3 Americans believe in UFOs, and 1 in 6 say they've seen one. 1 in 4 believe Princess Diana's death was probably planned. 1 in 6 believe that the U.S. government participated in or didn't stop when it could have the 9/11 attacks. 1 in 8 believe the U.S. government had a hand in the Kennedy assassination. 1 in 12 believe there's a chance Elvis is alive.
About 1 out of 3 of us will lie in order to get a day off work. And one last one that's kind of weird.
The odds that nobody will come to pick up the cremated remains of a family member are 1 in 100.
At somethingyoushouldknow.net, I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:32. It's 69 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where our vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The mayor of Bryan agrees on one point with one person against the Research Valley Partnership pursuing either a new community college in Brazos County or trying to take control of Blinn College.
I certainly don't believe that it's a fool's errand to preserve the right of a petition, which frankly has driven a lot of public discourse on workforce.
Andrew Nelson on WTAW's The Infomaniacs was responding to comments from Brazos County Commissioner Nancy Berry.
The day that A&M decided to get involved and do the memorandum of understanding that started already in December that will end in August of next year, that gives plenty of time to see whether that relationship will bear fruit. Certainly nothing, I think nothing but good things can come from that.
Berry is also on the RVP board and is a former member of Blinn's Board of Trustees. Nelson, before he was elected mayor, was on the RVP committee that has collected more than 13,000 petition signatures to create a tax-supported community college in Brazos County. For the second straight legislative session, State Representative John Rainey of Bryan has a proposal calling for additional information to be released about the activity of community college branches with more than 2,000 students, which would include the Blinn campus in Bryan.
Basically, they're going to have to report financials of that secondary campus in a true manner. They can't just lump it into one pot of money and say that we reported it.
HB 2975 was one of two bills written by Rainey that were heard in the House Higher Education Committee yesterday. Rainey, who is the committee's vice chairman, also had a hearing on HB 2432, which officially creates the Texas A&M System's Rellis campus. Blinn College trustees receive an update on new workforce programs starting soon at the Rellis campus.
Rellis administrators told the trustees that starting in June, courses will be offered in construction trades programs. That includes carpentry, plumbing, and electrician training. That news comes about a month after the college announced creating the new position of Dean of Technical and Community Education. Jay Anderson, whose office is in Bryan, moved to Blinn from positions in not-for-profit and community colleges in Michigan. There will be a new Blinn administrator soon in Brenham. That's after the trustees approved hiring a new vice president of business and finance. Richard Cervantes comes from New Mexico. In other business, the board approved the second phase of a Bryan campus beautification plan. $404,000 contract includes additional seating and LED lighting in the student center courtyard and new landscaping along the Villa Maria side of campus. The new landscaping follows the recent opening of a third entrance and exit off Villa Maria at the north end of the Bryan campus. yet to be resolved are flood control improvements sought by the city of Bryan since February of last year. Blinn officials say they're working with the city to determine what will be done. Last September, Blinn administrators withdrew a proposed contract to dredge ponds in Briar Creek in an effort to reduce the flood threat to homes and properties downstream from the Bryan campus. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
One of three remaining projects in the Bryan School District approved by voters in 2014 will be starting next week and be finished by the end of this year. School board members this week approved a nearly $2.2 million contract to remodel the Technology Services Building. The district's construction manager, Jeff Windsor, says the original plan was to move 60 employees to Stephen F. Austin Middle School, along with those from the central administration offices.
A lot of logistical issues with trying to move our network operations center and redo all the fiber optic connections to get to the building, plus the amount of people that would need to go over and suitable space for deliveries and books and things like that.
Windsor was happy with the price, which works out to around $90 per square foot, compared with at least $230 a square foot for new construction. Windsor was not happy with the prices for the district's new grounds and maintenance building. That means redesigning it as not as a commercial building.
There's a lot of good construction, like apartments, you know, wood frame construction, that can be done more economically.
Also this week, Windsor says the district started accepting requests for proposals from contractors who are interested in turning former SFA classrooms into new administration offices. The Texas Senate approves a bill that would allow homeschooled students to participate in public school athletics and other extracurricular activities.
Texas currently has about 350,000 homeschoolers who are prohibited from competing in activities overseen by the UIL. Supporters of the bill say the students' families pay taxes that support local public schools and deserve to participate. The homeschooled students would have to show grade-level proficiency in order to play sports and take part in other activities. The Texas Senate has passed similar measures in the past. The fate of the current bill in the House is uncertain. Chris Summer, TSN News.
And here's a nighttime traffic advisory for those who drive Harvey Road and University Drive. The TxDOT District Office in Bryan reports repaving will take place overnight on Harvey between the freeway and Texas and on University from South College to Texas. The work will be done on Sunday through Thursday nights, and weather permitting, the project will be completed by the end of June. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 69 degrees. You can text us your news, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Copy Bridge is an Aggieland tradition, serving their mouth-watering food for over 20 years to the folks of the Brazos Valley. And they want to invite you to enjoy a burger that you've come to know and love, which has been named Best of the Brazos for over a decade. And enjoy their award-winning goodness with $1.75 drafts all day, every Wednesday at both locations. Copy Bridge, serving Aggieland the best big burger in town for over two decades on Harvey and Welburn, both in College Station.
Spring Black Friday is here at College Station Ford Lincoln with door-busting savings on all SUVs. Get $8,000 total savings on Ford Escapes. That's right, $8,000 total savings. The remodel at College Station Ford is nearing completion, but the savings are here now. Extra cars and SUVs have been ordered, and we are discounting them thousands. Like 2017 Expedition starting for less than $29,000. A new 2017 Expedition for just $28,364. Or lease a new Ford Fusion for just $199 a month. Less than $200 for a new Ford Fusion. And new 2017 Ford Mustangs start at just $19,995. That's a new Mustang for less than $20,000. Big discounts, low payments, and doorbuster pricing. You get it all at College Station Ford Lincoln. Don't miss Spring Black Friday going on now at College Station Ford Lincoln. Find out more at collegestationford.com. That's collegestationford.com.
Get ready to load up your coolers, blankets, and lawn chairs for six nights of free entertainment at Wolfpan Creek Amphitheater for the City of College Station Starlight Music Series. Saturday, May 6th features this year's Voters' Choice Contest winner, Randy Pavlock, in 24-7. Admission is free. Gates open at 6 p.m. and the concert begins at 7. You can bring your own refreshments, but glass containers are not allowed, and coolers must be 48 quarts or smaller. Concessions will also be on-site to purchase. That's Saturday, May 6th at Wolfpan Creek Amphitheater. For more details, visit cstx.gov/starlight.
Wake up, take a deep breath, and start a brand new day without cigarettes.
We know how it feels to quit smoking. That's why we created the American Cancer Society's Quit for Lifeline. With the free tips, tools, and confidential counseling proven to help double your chances of quitting for good. Call toll-free 877-YES-QUIT. That's 877-YES-QUIT. Brought to you by the Texas Department of State Health Services.
Hey, good morning. 640, News Talk 1620, WTAW, the Infomaniacs. Let's do weather. It's brought to you by Nationwide agent Mike Kilgore. Insurance for yourself, your family, your business. Nationwide is on your side. Call the Kilgore Insurance Group, 776-1900. Or stop by the office on Harvey Road. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Here are your numbers.
It's going to turn into a partly sunny day. Any low clouds and patchy fog will give way to partial sun. Highs 80 to 85. An isolated storm possible late this afternoon. Overnight, we're partly cloudy. We're 65 to 70. Some sun tomorrow. Shower, thunderstorm may pop up during the day. Breezy. Highs tomorrow, 80 to 85. Lots of clouds, breezy Saturday with scattered showers and storms, high 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, A&M softball coach Joe Evans weighs in on the team's loss to Louisiana Lafayette yesterday. Meanwhile, the Astros took down the Angels, but the Rangers weren't quite so lucky against the A's, and the Rockets extended their lead over the Thunder in the Western Conference playoffs. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Dude, so it's like 420, man. Like, yeah, it's like the unofficial weed-smoking holiday. So a pro-cannabis activist group plans to camp out near Capitol Hill to try to pass out at least 1,000 free marijuana joints to members of Congress.
Well, they'll pass out, all right.
Yeah, but they're not there. I mean, so... I guess somebody will have to smoke them, right?
You showed up on the wrong day, man.
Yeah, staffers, interns, and credentialed members of the press also will be able to get in on the smoke-a-thon. Group offers to give 2 joints per person as long as they're 21 and over. Since the state law does allow D.C. residents to possess, grow, and give away marijuana, the group will most likely be able to carry out the pot-smoking event without obstruction, though the question remains whether anyone will take the weed activists up on their offer. Well, I bet there will be people who will take them up.
I bet there will be some, yeah.
I just, you know, I hope they understand that if you're in a state where it's not legal, you don't get a free pass today.
It is not free pass day.
Yeah,
no.
The law officer really won't care that it's 420, dude.
Yeah, it is a holiday. Quota day.
Sure. Yeah. So we'll look at that. In the meantime, the New England Patriots were at the White House yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is great.
Yeah.
Gronk is just.
He is.
Oh, man.
Bob Kraft is a good friend of Trump. And
yep.
So, you know, it worked out well. There were some who didn't show up, but Gronk was one of them. And
he made up for everyone who didn't show.
I think that's
probably
right. Let's
just put that out there.
So here, Sean Spicer, who, by the way, is a big Boston sports fan, he's in the middle of his briefing, and so here we go.
We'll see what pans out in the negotiation, but I think there's an opportunity. Can I just...
Door opens.
I think I got this, but thank you. Maybe. All right, thanks, man. I'll see you in a minute.
That's Gronk saying he'd be glad to help
hold
out.
Hold on. All right, that was cool.
I love that. That was cool.
Yeah,
you can tell he's like actually,
think so. Yeah, I think that's probably right. Yeah. Okay, he hangs out with the president, but Gronk walks in, and yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yep. Mm-hmm. And then I did see a picture of him fist bumping President Trump in his office.
Yeah, he's so. Just again, he's pretty likable guy, and he does he's a J.J. Watt type. I mean, he does it right.
Yeah,
he does it right.
He's a little crazy, but
well, yeah, but that's what they do.
That's what they do.
All right, so. Let me see. Oh, get this. The hearing on the bathroom bill in the House of Representatives in Texas ended about 2 hours ago.
Ooh.
Went till 4:39 in the morning. More than 60 people testified against the bill that would ban cities and school districts from enacting or enforcing local policies that regulate bathroom use. The bill, which is an alternative to the Senate's bathroom bill, was left pending in committee without a vote. Yeah, it's 4:30. They want to go get in their Uber and go home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
wait, Uber?
Yeah, wait. There's that, too.
What?
There's that, too. And we'll talk to Kyle Cassell today a little bit about that, because they are trying to establish some sort of a bill that'll give them a framework that's statewide so they can regulate Uber and Lyft. And so we'll see how that works out.
Because right now it's just specifically Uber, right? Do the laws apply to Lyft right now?
Well,
in Austin, I think they do.
Yeah, I think they do there.
All ride sharing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not all, just the ones that don't do the background checks.
Yeah. That's the sticking point, I think, on it.
Right. So there's some like kind of underground smaller companies that are available in Austin, but you know, you wouldn't even recognize their names necessarily.
Yeah.
Somebody would have to tell you that they even exist or how to get
exactly.
Use them.
Which is so delightfully Austin, isn't it?
Yeah, well, sure, exactly.
It's got to be exclusive. You got to be in the know.
Super trendy.
Yeah, there's like an underground thing that
we're
we
not
do
basic.
Here.
We don't use Uber.
Yeah, exactly.
We've been using these guys since before they were cool.
That's right. Yeah. Uber's for those people. Yeah, if you want to be an oldster, well, you can use them. But yeah, this is what's hip. So anyhow, we'll see how that works out. And the thing is, it's just for people who use it, most everybody has a good experience, and I think in some ways the company clearly wanted to be a good experience too. And look, Uber took off. It exploded.
Yeah.
And you know, we're just talking about in our state or in our country. This thing is worldwide. I mean, it's all over the place. And you know, obviously there are going to be some bad people who get involved in that. And so probably policing it on some level is a good thing.
I agree.
And the other thing that it does...
I mean, I've been in some kind of sketchy Ubers before. Okay. So.
Well, the other thing it'll do is it'll elevate the cabs. I mean, those people have to...
Right.
They have to start doing it the way that it should be done.
It should be done.
Make sure it's clean and that sort of stuff. So probably something that I don't care a lot about the state getting in the middle of things, but putting together some sort of standardized system for that is probably an okay thing.
Yeah.
Also, they did about 4 hours of testimony yesterday on the bill to overhaul the funding system of public education, because they still don't have it right. Anyhow, we'll talk to Kyle Cassell about that and other stuff in a little while. 6:47.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
Producers Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producers Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, April 22nd, learn about integrated pest management for the garden. There are good and bad insects in the garden. Come learn how to promote the good ones and control the bad ones this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
If it's durability, dependability, and color you're wanting in annuals and perennials, grab on to daisies. Truth is, there are many somewhat related plants that all fit into the package. Most of them are terrifically suited to our part of Texas. Some are native, others are simply eager to perform in their newly found homes. Most are in the plant family Compositae. Their composites, along with sunflowers, zinnias, and marigolds. In fact, those plants look great with them. It's one of our most important horticultural plant families. I have some of the most common daisies, but keep in mind that other less common types also deserve your attention. I'll be back with details. Dazzling daisies, stars of the summer landscape, right after this message. Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening. I don't put it on sale very often, but now it's only $29.95 plus tax and postage, regular $31.95. It's not on Amazon. It's not in stores. It's not a revision of my 1991 Complete Guide to Texas Gardening. That's the one with the cowboy boots. That's the one you'll find in the stores and on Amazon. This is the one reference book that covers all of your outdoor gardening activities, from lawns and landscapes to fruit and vegetables. Every book goes out of my office. Every book goes out without sign, satisfaction guaranteed. 344 pages, 840 of my photographs, more than 25 multi-page charts. I self-published the book so I could have the book you always wanted. Remember, for a very limited time, I overbought We Took Too Many to our house. $29.95 plus tax and postage. Satisfaction guaranteed. NeilSperry.com. NeilSperry.com. Or call during the week 800-752-GROW. If you're looking for great daisies for your garden, start with Shasta daisies. They've been in bloom the last couple weeks around big parts of Texas. They come in all flavors, each of them vanilla. You'll find tall ones and short ones, single ones and double ones. You'll find plants that have frilled flowers, those with blooms that are plain. The one consistent thing with the Shastas is that they're all great garden plants for Texas. Most types grow to 12 to 20 inches tall, and almost all of them have their peak bloom in late spring. They clump freely, so you can dig and divide them every year or two to cover large areas. They're especially at home with daylilies, but every garden should have a clump somewhere in the perennial garden. I am a big fan of Gloriosa daisies, especially the variety, the perennial form called Goldstrom. And the Gloriosas are closely related to our native black-eyed Susan that blooms in late spring and into the summer. Most of the horticultural selections, however, have much larger flowers, and the plants themselves will usually be considerably taller. Almost all are basically buttery yellow, but there are rusts and oranges and other colors creeping in now, and they have contrasting zones or eyes, rust red eyes. They're beautiful. Now, most of those fancy ones are annuals. They're best treated as annuals. The most perennial form is called Goldstrum, G-O-L-D-S-T-U-R-M. I love that Gloriosa daisy. Coneflowers, Echinacea, are also native Texans. Unlike most other composites, however, their bloom heads are rosy lavender. A white form also exists, and there are oranges and other colors in the marketplace now. The plants get 18 to 24 inches tall. They bloom for 4 or 5 months from late spring into the fall. They're class plants for the perennial garden, but dig and divide them when they start to get crowded. And finally, fall asters have been in Texas for decades. In fact, you'll see them in old yards that have obviously been planted for 50 or 75 years. They bloom in late August and September, a delightful shade of blue with an orchid overtone. You can buy them now. That's fall asters. I'm Neil Sperry. Protect your gardening investment in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning. I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports. It's 6:52. Well, the number 4 Texas A&M softball team suffered an 11-9 loss to the number 17 Louisiana Lafayette Ragin' Cajuns yesterday at the Aggie Softball Complex. Here's Coach Joe Evans on the loss.
You know, I thought our kids fought really hard. Performance by Peyton McBride was terrific. And when we got down so bad there early on, my message was that we are going to fight. We're going to fight as hard as we can fight, and we're playing 7 innings. There's no way I wanted to leave here in a 5-inning game because we couldn't fight. So, you know, I'm proud of our kids for that. I'm not happy about losing this game by any means. It got away from us early, but, you know, we can leave here feeling good about who we are as a ball club.
Samantha Schau was saddled with the loss after giving up 6 runs on 5 hits and fanning 2. Lexi Smith threw 1 inning in relief, allowing 5 runs on 3 hits with 2 walks. Peyton McBride came in on the 3rd and worked the remainder of the game. The Aggies return to action on Friday as they host number 22 Georgia in a 3-game series. First pitch from the Aggie Softball Complex is set for 3:30 p.m., and you can hear the game on Willie 1550. In college football, Oklahoma State has declared its 2016 season an 11-2 success, except the Cowboys actually finished 10-3. The team's Alamo Bowl rings bear the wrong record, but it's no typo. That's how Coach Mike Gundy sees last season, refusing to include OSU's embarrassing home loss to Central Michigan. The controversial finish to that game included an untimed down, which the Chippewas turned into a Hail Mary touchdown and a 30-27 shocker over the then-ranked Cowboys. In addition to losing to Central Michigan, Oklahoma State also fell to Baylor and Oklahoma. Meanwhile, odds makers in Las Vegas have named Texas A&M's Myles Garrett the heavy favorite to become the number 1 overall selection in the 2017 NFL draft, and the Browns have the first pick. Cornerback Joe Hayden made it known that he hopes Cleveland selects Garrett. It's believed that head coach Hugh Jackson is also on board with taking the Texas native. In Major League Baseball,
and that is the ball game. Astros win it 5-1. They've taken two of the first three in this series from the Angels.
Dallas Keuchel threw seven solid innings. Josh Reddick finished with a single shy of the cycle, and the Houston Astros beat the Los Angeles Angels 5-1 last night. Keuchel allowed one run on eight hits with seven strikeouts. The left-hander has allowed one run or fewer in all four of his starts, going seven innings in each outing. The Astros return to the field for the rubber match with the Halos today in Houston. First pitch is at 1:10 p.m. Meanwhile, in Oakland, Chris Davis hit his seventh home run of the season. Yonder Alonso and Chad Pinder also went deep, and the Oakland Athletics routed the Texas Rangers 9-1 yesterday. The Rangers start a fresh series with the Royals tonight in Arlington. First pitch for that one's at 7:05 p.m., and you can catch the action on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Elsewhere in Major League Baseball, a person familiar with the situation says former Yankees star Derek Jeter and former Florida Governor Jeb Bush have joined forces in their attempt to buy the Miami Marlins after having competing interests in pursuit of the team. Jeter ended his 20-year playing career in 2014 and has long talked about owning a team. Bush is the brother of former President George W. Bush, who was an owner of the Texas Rangers from 1989 to 1998. And in the NBA, James Harden scored 35 points, and the Houston Rockets overcame 51 points from Russell Westbrook in a triple-double, clawing back from a double-digit deficit for a 115-111 victory over the Oklahoma City Thunder last night to take a 2-0 lead in the first round of the Western Conference playoff series. Game 3 is Friday night in Oklahoma City. And that's a look at your sports update. I'm Brad Mitchell on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now, for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit texasregionaleye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
Sometimes life's best moments get messy, and for everything life throws at you, there's Aggieland Carpet One Flooring Home. Featuring our new H2O flooring, it's waterproof, kid-proof, and pet-proof.
And right now, save big on carriage stand carpets and rugs.
And save up to $500 on select hardwood, tile, vinyl, laminate, and more. Plus, take advantage of the special 12 months financing.
Stop worrying and start living.
Come see us today at Aggieland Carpet One, next to Harley-Davidson on Highway 6.
Finance subject to credit approval. See store for details.
Howdy, this is John Jarvis. I've sold many of you track loaders and mini excavators over the past 12 years. Well, now Felix Gallegos and myself have started our own construction equipment sales and service company, ASAP Equipment. We are at 730 Peach Creek Cutoff Road, south of the racetrack. Call ASAP Equipment today if you need your equipment serviced or repaired at 979-353-0911. 979-353-0911 or visit us at asapequip.com.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Coulter Marriott of Marriott Homes. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions, budget constraints, and the idea of true customization and style. Allow us a chance to shoulder your anxiety and create a home as comfortable and exciting to you and your family. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in. Marriott Homes, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Never pay more. Just get way more at Tom White Chevrolet. Bubba Dixon here, and now you can save 16% on our best-selling Chevy Silverado. 100% truck for 16% less. Get more without paying more at Tom Light Chevrolet. North Earl Road Freeway in Bryan or at tomlight.com. Since 1972, all roads lead to Tom Light Chevrolet. Chevy, find new roads.
Based on factory incentives and discounts totaling 16% off MSRP with approved credit, tax, title, fees, extra, expires 5/1/17, stock number 60215.
Hey, good morning. Couple of minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Kind of in sports, Serena Williams maybe in a delicate condition, made headlines yesterday posting a Snapchat with the word 20 weeks emblazoned across the front. She wore a yellow swimsuit for the shot, appears to have a little baby bump thing going on.
A little rounder than normal belly.
Congratulations.
The thing that's interesting is she apparently won the Australian Open
while she was 8 weeks pregnant.
Wow.
That's pretty impressive.
Very impressive, considering sometimes that first trimester is not friendly.
Yeah. She, I guess, just keeping up her world doing that. Mm-hmm. So a Missouri woman had a lunch date to remember. Janie Hall, Joplin, Missouri, met a guy for lunch at the Cheesecake Factory. Well, that's your first mistake. Now, they met on Plenty of Fish, which is apparently a
free dating website.
Okay, all right. So there you go. So that's how they met. So the two had a great meal, great conversation. They ate, talked for about 45 more minutes. Then he coughed three times and fell face first onto the restaurant floor. Yep. She checked. He had no heart rate. She began chest compression and CPR. Server stepped in to help and called 911. 8 minutes later, paramedics arrived, and they hooked up a monitor and detected a heart rhythm, and he was in an ambulance, and she rode with him to the hospital. And that's when she got a chance to meet the man's family.
Yeah, great first date. Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah.
A few days later, she visited him, and he said, I never got to thank you for that meal. He said, well, you saved my life. How's that?
Yeah, so, if she saved your life on the first date, she's a keeper.
So they'll have a second date. We'll see how that works out. Yeah, all right. It's 7 o'clock, first in news, weather, and sports. WTAW College Station, Brian.